Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
3, 2, 1. Welcome to Cash Cuties, a super personal finance podcast where we look at our friends' credit card statements and judge their spending habits with love. I'm your host, Fumi Abe.
And I'm Steffi Bake. So right now, if you're listening to us on Apple Pod, leave a review. Sorry, I said that weird. Should
okay.
I redo that?
No, no, okay. No. This is not a TV
I
thing.
I just
say
read off of it,
want.
And it sounds. Yeah, I know. Okay, if you're listening on the Apple Pod app, please leave a review.
Yes.
Hit follow on Spotify and sub to our YouTube channel. All the links are available in the episode description.
By the way, we got our first bad review already. No. I don't even
what
know it's
it?
Possible because. Oh, by the way, Dylan, if you want to talk, it's got to be in the mic. He said, he gave us 2 stars.
Oh,
and he
God.
Said, the sound is bad. And he's like, I
what
can't listen
fuck?
To it. And I'm like, okay, then just email me. You know, some people email me. They're like, hey, the volume is really low in episode 2. So I was like, oh, thank you. And I fixed it.
Yeah.
There's no need to leave a bad review,
that's
friends.
That's so rude.
Friend, I mean, this guy's not like my fan, I don't think.
We don't
think.
Like him.
I don't know.
Oh,
where,
wait,
I don't know
are
where
you saying
from.
He's my
dude,
fan?
Dude, when I saw that, I was like, maybe he's like a fun for some fun with dumb
you
fan.
You know what? We do have a lot of haters.
I know.
I remember when you came on the episode, you
yeah,
were like all
me.
These people. No, they didn't.
Well, it's always guys who are like just jealous. You know
I
what
think
saying?
Our fan base is like problematic dudes, like toxic dudes. And so
yeah,
like it's very different.
Yes, my fans are supportive women.
Oh
so
my
they
God.
Clash. They clash.
That's so nice.
But
okay.
Anyways, Steffi, how are you doing financially?
Me?
you can ask me.
Yeah, I was going to ask you first.
Okay, I go first.
How are you doing financially?
Okay, this is another, I'm not angry, but something, this thing happened to me and it happens quite a bit and I didn't really see it for what it really was until recently because I am full-time comedy now. Mm. But fucking so I went to New York, right, to make some money. So when I go to New York, I always produce my own show because if I sell out, I can make about $1,200 and it pays
yeah.
for the whole trip, right?
Yeah.
So I did that and I sold out and it was great. And but this is before I was selling out. I was promoting it pretty hard on my social media.
Mm.
And I got a couple messages. I don't know that this information is related, but they were always Asian. And they're like, hey, do you think we could get some free tickets?
Mm-hmm.
And like, if it's sold out and they want to be like, hey, we want to come. Can you put me an accomplice? That's different. But it's not sold out yet. I'm still selling tickets. And back when I was making money, I was like, yeah, I don't give a shit. Like, for
yeah.
sure to come. But now I'm like, you know, this is part of my, this is how I afford rent,
mm-hmm.
right? This is what I need you,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, I'm
mm-hmm.
not famous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, each ticket counts.
These are strangers?
Yeah, I mean, I guess they're like followers of Instagram or whatever, you know? But like,
that's
you know, maybe they like my Instagram, whatever the fuck. But like, I guess I'm just like, I was a little annoyed. I'm like, I'm the struggling artist. This is my full-time job. Like, the tickets are like $15 plus the Eventbrite fee. So it's like close to 20. Like, you're a full-time employee at some marketing company. Who fucking cares? You know
yeah.
what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
so like, I don't know. I didn't see it as problematic before, but now it happens to me. I wonder if that's ever happened to,
that's,
I don't know.
You have a lot of cheap fans too now. Is that what it is? Yeah. And we're doing a finance, you know,
I know,
pot,
but
so
like,
it's going to be even worse,
but
I
it's
think.
Like really not that much money for someone with a job. Don't you think
yeah,
so?
How much,
yeah.
is, how much is a ticket?
It was 15 plus Eventbrite fee, so probably like 18.
People
total.
Can afford that.
Of course. And
yeah.
I'm fucking like, aren't I worth it? You know what I'm saying? I also.
Wait, yeah. is it different when you're a friend? I want to know.
It's not a friend. It's not a friend.
But can friends ask for?
Friends can ask.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I always have access to accomplice, which is free.
Okay.
That's from friends and like industry people.
Wait, so what do you say when people have asked you? Do you give it to them?
Well,
or what,
this
the,
person
the
was
strangers?
Like, this person was like, can I come to your show? By the way, Dr. Cam says hi. Dr. Cam is my former chiropractor in New York. And so,
oh my God.
So I made a joke and I said, have Dr. Cam buy you a ticket because he's
oh.
a doctor. Is
yeah.
what I said. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
good for you. No, I don't. Did you just ask me if I've experienced that?
Well,
no one buys anything from me. I have nothing
I don't
to
know.
Offer.
Do you guys do a live podcast or something for your other podcast?
No, never. We've never done anything
yeah, see,
like
I don't know.
That.
Here's what I just think that today, a lot of people are entitled. They are entitled with media. They think like everything should be free. They think
yeah.
porn should be free. They think fucking music should be free. They think movies should be free. And so
no.
they don't. There's no appreciation for live. This is not funny. I'm being mad right now.
I know.
No appreciation.
I know. I'm laughing
for,
at you.
There's no appreciation for the live artist. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think you should write something on the tickets where it says, like, no one asks me for free tickets.
I cannot write that in the event description. Are you kidding me?
Why?
That's gonna make me sound so stingy. You want me to put description of the event?
Yeah, like no one asks me if you ask me for tickets, kind of don't even think about coming.
That's kind of on brand.
And people think it's maybe funny.
Okay.
Yeah. And a picture with your pockets like turned out.
There you go. Yeah, exactly.
I love that.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways, what about you, Steffi?
You guys stop asking for free things.
I know. Stop asking for shit. How are you doing financially?
I'm going to Vietnam next week and I had to sign up for a visa. You need a visa to get in there as an American citizen.
Yep.
And I don't know why. It was during the holidays. And first thing, I went onto Google and I just searched e-visa, right? Vietnam e-visa. I went to the first site. I signed up and I paid. Didn't overthink it, right? I don't know why I didn't, because I realized after I paid for it that I might have just paid for like this like fake visa.
How much was it?
$65. Then I don't know why I decided, because I noticed I didn't get an email.
Right.
I didn't get an email. I was like, oh, fuck. But the day after I got the email and I checked and I went on to Reddit and it said that I looked up the website and it said it's a fraud. And I was like so pissed because normally I'm very, very like analytical about this stuff. I'll double check, make sure that's, but I didn't. I don't know why. I just went with the first website. Like, you know, Google search first. I just thought that'd be like the safest way to go. So I find out that it's fake and it's not fake. They actually will give you your visa when you're there. So I have to fly there and then someone will bring out the visa to you. But sometimes what they'll do is they'll hold on to the visa and will use it to be like, hey, if you want your visa, pay me another $25.
Wait.
So they're fishing for more money.
Hold on. Is this how this service works? Is this how the service works in general? Like if I wanted to go to Vietnam,
no.
I go there, they hand me
that's just one
you
way.
You have to have the visa. How's he going to find you? This makes any sense.
That's the thing. There's this like, apparently they'll just like be standing in the front with like a little sign that says
in the front
like,
of what? Like there's customs. There's yes. no front. Like you
no,
get
up. At customs.
They
They'll
can't
be like,
get
Stephanie
in that far.
Bake. Yeah, no, that's what it is. And it even has, on the website, they had opportunities for me to like, they were like, oh, you want to pay like $30 more, $50 more, and someone will take you from there to the airport. So that should have already been fishy
to me. There's like a taxi service?
Yes!
Taxi service. Oh,
and
that's shady as hell.
It.
Yeah, you must got trafficked. That's what happened.
I know.
Yeah, upload a hot pick here.
No,
this is a small price to
like,
pay.
Am I that stupid?
Dude, literally picturing Steffi getting fucking trafficked
right?
in Vietnam.
And I'm like fucking vlogging
funny,
it. I'm like, hey guys, guess what's happening to me?
Oh my god. I'm now in a motel in Saigon.
So I know. So now I had to go on to it is not easy to find the visa, like the official site. It's all in it's www. Like Kaga, like it's in Vietnamese. This
go,
is like,
no, do the accent, go ahead.
No, I don't.
You're good at accent, go ahead.
It's not racist when we're Asian,
right? Ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Is it?
I trust her. She's like she's Gen Z probably.
Just
no, careful. I'm just gonna okay, careful.
Oh, that's so nice
tread
of you.
Lightly.
Kai.
You know?
But that's fun.
I really love doing a Vietnamese accent.
Have you,
but I'm not gonna do it.
Oh yeah.
No,
okay,
there's
okay,
a lot
okay.
of throat. There's
no,
a lot
no,
of throat
no, no,
action.
Can
no?
I try to
this is the last podcast that you guys
by the way,
have.
Saying okay. there's a throat action is way more racist than doing it.
Okay.
I think there's a lot of throat action with Vietnamese.
I know Mike.
I will say
Mike says it's okay.
I will say I think Vietnamese accents are like weirdly okay. And I don't really know how to explain it.
Yeah.
But I think it's okay. So if that's any consolation.
Well, Russell Peters does one. If he
Russell
does
Peters,
it, it's okay.
We
like,
should not be basing our lives off of Russell Peters' philosophies. But.
He's successful, right? I guess in what
I
way?
Guess,
I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyways. yeah, so.
Was this the first time you were scammed?
I think so online, yeah. This is the first time
I've feel that bad because it's $65, I guess.
That's a lot of fucking money. I don't make that much money. That's a lot. And then I had to pay another $25 for the real visa. That's
oh, the real service is much cheaper.
Yeah, it's $25.
Oh,
and then
shit.
They send you the statement like through email.
Through email.
So you could
yeah.
get it through email, but the website's just go on to Reddit. Anytime you need to do something, go on to Reddit to get the real shit.
Right, Reddit.
They're always
where
there.
The truth lies. You heard it here first.
So yeah, I'm about $65 out. Or is
all
it really
right.
$90? Whatever, I don't
hey,
know. But,
well, if there's any nice guys out there who want to compensate her for what she lost, Venmo her at...
Oh my God. You know what? Yeah, I need to find out what my...
You don't know your Venmo right off the bat?
No, my Venmo is Steffi... This It's me stuffy.
It's okay, you know what? Just go ahead and Venmo me first, and I'll Venmo her. It's at that thing, yeah,
but anyways. I'm so excited today because I want to introduce our guest.
That's right. We are so excited to have her on. She's a good friend of mine. I did a sleepover at her house in San Francisco.
Jealous.
That sounded like
we platonic.
Platonic. Oh, okay. Yes, a very chill, friendly
platonic
sleepover at her place in Oakland. These are her jobs. She's a comedian, TikTok influencer,
ooh,
musician, and according to LinkedIn, former learning experience specialist at Credit Karma, it is wow. Dylan McKeever.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. First of all, I want to say I really am enjoying the elder boomer energy that you guys are giving off. Fumi's story was like no one wants to work anymore to pay me. Everyone's entitled. Like, they need to pay me. Where's my money? No freebies. And your story was I got scammed
on the
internet due to internet illiteracy.
Oh,
the
man.
The thing is, you're right, because the way you were scammed, it wasn't like a tricky one, you know? Because there's a lot of tricky ones out there.
It was my fault.
There's a lot of tricky ones out there.
I love it.
Like, recently, they've been doing this for influencers. They'll email you and be like, hey, I know you make money on Facebook. There's something wrong with your account. You've been flagged.
Yeah.
Fix this right here. You click on it. You enter your bank information. They have it. They take your money.
Yeah.
That's how that works. That's a complicated, good-ass scam. Your scam is like... You just like went like this. La, 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 la.
I wasn't even fucking... on Facebook. There was nothing like phishing me. I
didn't even realize how embarrassing that was until just now.
What I want to say is it feels good to be on a podcast with two 72-year-olds. I didn't know
that's
that.
The vibe.
God,
I didn't know people your age were allowed to do podcasts.
We're outing our age. God damn it.
People like it. Have you looked at our stats? There's a lot of 30-year-olds. We gotta just own it.
I think I'm probably older than both of you, but I feel much younger right now.
I think of you as a millennial. You seem like a 21-year-old.
Have you ever gotten scammed, Dylan?
Probably. No, I don't think I have.
Not want, like with money related, like nothing. Not even in person.
I mean, I've scammed myself. Does that count?
What do you mean? By choosing comedy as a career?
Yes. By getting a literature degree.
Oh yeah.
That's the real scam is the American college system. Uh-huh. Dylan, we want to start this podcast by asking you, how are you doing financially? Whatever that means to you.
Oh, how am I doing financially? I don't know. I'm doing creative stuff full time, but... it's kind of patchy.
This is new for you.
Yeah.
Because you had a full-time job until like, I don't know.
Like last fall, early winter.
Like 3-4 months ago.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
you had a full-time job.
But I'm just chilling now.
And so what does that mean financially?
Listen.
By the way, your first adjective was patchy.
Yeah.
Listen. Wow.
You ever seen one of those beards that doesn't quite connect?
That's what your bank account looks like.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's, I don't know what's going on, you know.
Yeah. I mean, how does that feel for you?
I'm fine with this. I feel like this has been my entire adult life. It's sort of like, you know, not great, but I do a thing where I'll make a bunch of money and then I'll be like, well, I'm not going to work until it all depletes, and then I'll panic and get another job.
And
it's not good. I don't recommend this to anyone.
But you're comfortable.
But you feel fine. Yeah.
You feel fine doing this.
I've just been doing
this
so long that I'm like, something will happen when the money runs out, you know?
Yeah, I love that. So you don't get stressed. You're not normally stressed about.
It's gone down a lot.
The stress has?
The stress or the money?
Both. But the stress. Like, I'm like, it's fine.
Money. I love that.
Well, so what do you, like, name, like, your last three gigs that you had.
I had a job working for TikTok, making content for one of their official pages.
Oh, cool.
And that was, okay. It was
and
very
that's
stressful.
And that was like a one-time gig.
No. That was like an ongoing gig.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That must be good money.
Yeah, that's good money,
it was
right?
good money, but it
Can
was...
Can we ask how much?
Very stressful. It was 100K a year.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wait, this is for autonomy.
What?
This is for autonomy, right? Or with the company?
Attention.
Attention, sorry, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Attention.
I worked for Attention.
A company.
And they, like, manage one of TikTok's official pages, so
it's like an agency.
Yeah, but you know that, we got our like
full time.
It's full time. Well, we got our orders from TikTok.
It's
so insane that like I don't even think our parents would understand that you can make six figures doing social media.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that until you and Tess told me how much you guys are making.
Yeah,
that is wild.
It was an interesting job. I was a creative producer. That was the official title, but the work was, I did everything. It was like, you know, that I feel like a lot of companies, creative companies, will like pick up these contracts and not have like a team built.
Yeah.
Mm. And then they'll just like, we can do it. And then they start building the team like frantically.
Yeah, yeah.
So my position was like, I would do everything from like researching and concepting and then pitching. And then I'd write the script and then pitch that script. And then I would film and act and edit and publish. And then I also managed other people.
Oh my God.
At the same time, because we would reach out to creators to be like, do you want to be in a TikTok and it'll be on our page?
Yeah.
And, you know, we come up with concepts like, oh, like maybe there's like a disabled basketball player. We can do a piece on them. So that was on top of like this like end to end production.
Is it a startup? It sounds like a startup tech company type of thing.
I also feel like
it wasn't a startup, but it had that kind of like.
This area is new, and I do think like older people like Stephanie and I, we look at you young kids.
We still don't know how old she is.
I'm definitely older than both of you guys.
No way.
I think you guys are the same age.
Okay.
But we look at social media people and we go, oh, you can just do it on your phone like this, right? So we don't actually maybe understand or think that there needs to be a full production team, you know? Because even like, yes, you are filming on your phone.
Yeah.
But like editing it, like just like
all
like,
that stuff.
If someone could just take that off your hands, that would save you hours.
Yeah,
you know?
You would.
And I think people don't understand it because people just think like, I don't know, you just put the little green screen effect and there you go, it's $10,000, you know?
Yeah, new media.
Yes.
So
no one knows what they're doing. And that was the same thing with podcasting for a while.
Yeah,
like, people are like, wait, what's Patreon? Like, by the way, we should get one. But people are like, I remember in 2015, there was a podcast called Come Town. And they got famous because they were making like so much money on Patreon a month. And this is like 2015, 16. Like people didn't know what Patreon was.
Do
and
we like, hate people that listen to Come Town, by the way? I went on a date with somebody that said they listened to it and I was like, what the fuck is this?
I don't know anything about it.
Oh, really?
It sounds horrible.
It's pretty funny. I don't know. It might be problematic. I like the guy. Nick Bolin's like the main guy, he's pretty funny. Right, but
I'm curious, is that the most money you've made ever, like for working for a company or like the 100K?
Yes.
Okay, so were you balling? I'm curious, sort of.
Yeah.
Now, were you living a certain type of lifestyle at that time that's different now? Like, did you?
No, I mean, I did move into like my own studio, and that's nice, and it costs money.
With that money.
But I like you guys mentioned, I did work in tech, and that was like kind of almost the same by the end that I finished it. My job, because your relationship
with money, it seems, is pretty like, you know that it comes and goes. So when you don't have some money coming, it doesn't freak you out, and you're just like, this has just been my life.
Wow.
And I was wondering, I think what Steffi's getting at is like, when you have money, are you the same person, or are you like, now that I have 100K, like, let me just go crazy? And then like, you know, like, do you live it up while you're making money? Some people always live their life as if they're making $300,000.
It's the confidence, I think, of knowing that, like, it's confidence in yourself that you are like going to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I don't. I live my life as if I'm like a monk that has no money. I mean, maybe the credit card statements will like show a little bit of difference.
Yeah.
Mostly depression stuff.
Yeah.
I related to that. I was like, hey, you're going to see
some
similar.
You're going to see some depression buys in there. But I think I looked at it briefly and I was like, I don't even know I feel like nothing's that interesting here. It's all like basics.
You don't have to explain yourself.
Okay, no, you don't have to. And we'll do that in a later.
Right now I'm scared. Yes. Is it okay to like analyze your habits? Now I feel bad. I'm like,
are you
going to
freak the fuck out?
Yeah, are you going to be like,
some people freak the fuck out.
People have changed coming out of this podcast.
Here's the thing. I the Buddhism says, stay in the moment.
Muck vibes.
Just live in the moment.
Oh,
and I think that's how I do money too. I don't have a budget. I don't think about it. I don't look back.
Yeah.
I'm just like, well, it's a new day and like the number's going down. That's long-term bad.
Well,
my main number.
I wonder if like as a, you know, influencer, like you're constantly making money off of like either sponsorships or like people are paying you per like something, right? Like per like content.
Yeah.
So is that, that's for
well,
me.
Well, I'll have the gigs and then it'll be like, you know, there'll be like a good chunk of money that comes in. I'll be like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
And then it'll be nothing for a long time.
I think people don't know how much money is in social media and sponsored content. Like, I don't know if you've done a lot, but like I have friends, I don't know if I talked about this in episode one, but like I had a friend who like did something for Hyundai.
Mm.
And she got paid $50,000.
Tight.
Yeah.
For one, like, funny video that's, like, probably under 60 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. like, and she does these pretty frequently mm-hmm. with different brands, but she has, like, I don't know,
how many?
Maybe 300,000 followers or something like that.
On what? A lot. IG
maybe,
or TikTok?
Maybe more on TikTok. She's, like, yeah, on Instagram, probably, like, 200, 300, maybe. Yeah. But, like, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, do you do a lot of those? And it's like, consistent?
I actually don't. No, yeah. And it's not consistent.
That's the problem. Is you but get it's also, one. Like,
it's also, I have a lot of hangups about it for some reason. I think the followership, the following that I got on Instagram is a lot of like queer people mm. and a lot of trans people. And mm-hmm. I want to like retain their trust, I guess. Also,
oh.
also as a comedian, yes. I think, like who does stand up, I don't know. I feel like mixed about like promoting stuff. Mm. So I don't do them that often.
Well, wait. I'm sorry. So you're saying like if you do like a sponsored content video for like Kit Kat or something like that, you think other comedians will judge you?
No, 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 no.
You sold out.
No, it's not about the judgment.
The trans community.
No, it's not about that either.
Trans people hate Kit Kat. I forgot. They hate Kit Kat.
We do hate Kit Kat. No, it's
because
more,
it's binary.
It's more like important that I'm like trusted by people.
Trusted that you.
Well, if I'm doing like sponsored shit all the time,
yes,
they're gonna be like, yeah. I want my voice to be like,
it has to be on
like
brand,
untainted, I guess.
Sure, I think there's two solutions to that. One, you're right, like you're conservative with it, but other is like, if you're the guy who's like, I post every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, right? That's three clips a week. So if you throw in like a sponsored thing in there once a month or something, no one's gonna fucking care.
I think it depends on what it is. Like, you know? If it was like something really fucking random, like a water bottle, like I think that would be weird.
Do you know what's so fucking random? I did one for a shaving company. That's fucking yeah. random.
Well, you don't have any facial hair.
I know. That's how when I got that gig, I'm like, oh, like this is what white people are talking about when they're like, they're taking our jobs. I'm like, I don't even have facial hair. I don't.
Oh my God.
It was
Did you shave your legs or something?
No. My pubes actually.
That's quite.
It was a ball thing.
Clean
no,
it up.
It was for my face. And I remember as I was making the video, they sent me so much stuff. To like, you know, that yeah. my video was like, I pitched a bunch of funny stuff and they picked the least funniest one. It was like, oh, dating after the quarantine. And I'm like awkward and I'm talking to myself in the mirror or something like that. And so I'm like pretending to shave. But because I don't have facial hair and my dad never taught me how to shave with a regular shaver because I use an electric shaver. I have a little bit. But while I was doing the multiple takes, I started bleeding because I don't know how to shave. And so I made a funny like Instagram story about it. I was like, haha, like I'm making this thing for a shaving company and I'm bleeding. Like, isn't this funny? Whatever. I didn't think anything about it. The brand sees it, contacts my manager and was like, we don't want to work with Fumi anymore because he's disparaging our brand. This gig was for $10,000.
What the fuck?
Yes. And I was like, what the fuck? But at the time I was working at Cordon, so I was like, I don't care. $10,000 means nothing to me. I don't give a shit. Right?
They spent all that time making like,
You're right. I did make it already at the time.
That's so fucking rude.
They came back to me like 4 weeks later and they're like, actually, we'll buy it. And then so I ended up getting paid. But you're right. Like, I'm not happy with the... It's not that funny, you know? And it's like... Yeah, I had to keep it on there for like 6 weeks or whatever. It still might be up there. But I see what you're saying about trust amongst your followers because, you know, you want them to come back for the thing that, you know, you're producing.
Yeah. That said, I will sell out for a lot of money, you know?
Yeah.
Every once in a while. If the money is like high enough, but
yeah, for sure.
It doesn't feel good when I do it.
Have you not done sponsored shit, Steffi? Because you're like a model.
I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's that
like?
But like,
I don't do it consistently and I want to do it consistently. I've done it for IG and TikTok. I've done like an IG clothing brand.
IG clothing?
Yeah, I mean, it was for IG. Like, I had to post it on IG, but I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I didn't, like, know how much I was supposed to charge. I just, like, went with a number, like, a
what
date rate.
What did you charge?
Half a date reaction. I charged $1,000.
Could have got more.
I don't know. It was
I know,
a small
but that's
company.
The thing. You don't know because...
I don't know either. I'm willing to take...
Yeah, I felt bad asking for that much. Yeah. I was like, that seems like a lot for me just to have an outfit
I would
on.
Do it for, like, some chicken bones in the mail.
Make
just
she's
stock
kidding.
Later.
Don't
deliver. I don't know the charge either, though. That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Yeah,
there's
no like actual breakdown of like if you have 16K or 20K, right. Like how much can you charge? And I had less. I think I had like 10,000.
What do you guys think about
during that time?
What do you guys think about? Okay, so we're all sitting here. We're like, yes, like sponsored content. That's awesome. That's so much money. Like, I wish I could do multiple ones a month. I feel that way. But then, like, do you guys know who like Like, do you know, like, Trevor Wallace's?
Yeah,
he's pretty big on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so he's, like, a YouTube guy, right? And, like, he does it every fucking day.
Yeah.
And obviously, he has a different career as, like, a stand-up comedian. He's very funny, doing a bunch of shit. But, like, I believe the reason why he keeps making it is because that's where most of his money's coming from, right? That kind of sketches, like, just, like, every other day, boom.
Yeah, invisibility,
the guy with the metal credit card, boom.
Yeah, right,
the guy
right.
who drives a Tesla, boom, whatever, right? And sometimes I look at them, like, some of them, like, is really funny, but I'm like, oh, like, this is what it means to be a full-time social person, right? And I'm like, do I want to do that? You know, like, money is tempting.
Yeah, ultimately, I don't want to do that.
Like, because, like, I post, like, every once in a while if I have, like, a funny idea, but every fucking day, or, three times a week, it's like, guy who does this, like, meme style, right? Because that's what YouTube wants. So, I don't know.
If I had confidence in the way that I, like, shot things and in my voice or something like that, I think it would be easy for me to make the content. But I just get so nervous posting shit that, like, I don't know. I already get insecure, like, when I'm posting anything on Instagram. Like, I need to get over that.
Why?
I don't know. Well, yeah, because, like, I feel like the world is looking at it. I know no one's really looking at it.
I looked at your Instagram.
Oh, you see? There you go!
But it was great.
You're so, and I don't know, and I don't know how to be. I'm like,
shut
wait.
The fuck,
I
know. Like, you know, you're so beautiful, and aww, it's very, like, curated.
Yeah, tell me
it's
more.
It's very hip and curated.
Yours is very curated.
I know, but I want to get out of that.
When
and
I tagged
more...
you on promoting this podcast, I didn't think you would accept because I was like, I don't know if she's too cool for this podcast.
Yeah, see, I want to get out of that because I'm not cool like that. Like, I'm actually, like, as a person, I'm like a nerdy dork, whatever.
Well, that's why I feel like it wasn't until I met you that I fully accepted you.
Who is that person?
Like, he was like, wow, at the end of our night after we hung out, he's like, wow, you're a real dork, huh? You said it with this voice. So it's like,
no, but like,
I'm getting this impression as well from the Instagram.
Yeah, you said
can I do an impression of who I thought you would be?
Yes. Okay. Into the camera, please.
Hi, guys. Like, oh, you sent me your credit card statements. That's so cool.
I really thought that you were going to be like that,
you
too.
You eat Taco Bell twice a week? Mm-hmm. That couldn't be me. I like, fall asleep because you're bored.
In your pics, you look annoying. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, hot, no,
hot,
no.
But annoying. And I'm like, when I first saw it, I was like, I don't know if she's going to like who I am.
Yeah. Who is that person?
Yeah. Who is that person?
That's like the person I think I want other people to see me as.
That's your Sasha Fierce.
Yeah, it's like I came from a sales job and then I got into this industry literally like two, three years ago. So I'm pretty new to it.
Same.
Right.
Oh, really?
I started comedy at the end of 2019.
You're like a late bloomer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. High five to that. Yeah, let's go.
All right, let's say our ages.
No.
Three.
This is LA. This is LA. Yeah, we don't do that.
I don't care.
We
don't
do that in LA. Tight and taut. 19-year-olds.
Okay.
No.
Dylan, I'm just kidding. I want to ask about this because
I can give you my age, and then you can tell me whether you're older or younger.
I'm gonna say younger, no matter what. I don't care.
Dylan, you're like 38.
Yeah, I'm about to be 38.
What?
I knew that.
Yeah.
Sorry, my
that
phone's going off there.
That's okay. Energy-wise, nothing.
Energy-wise,
nothing.
That should be like another just thing on your.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Driver's license.
Yeah.
Like age,
38,
energy,
25.
It's like a feels like weather.
Oh my God. God.
38 yeah. feels like 28. Like 28,
yes.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's
great. Fuck ageism.
Wait, can I ask you this? Okay, so like... Okay, TikTok shit. Yeah. TikTok shit. We want to make money. But before you were a TikTok person, before you were a comedian, you worked in tech. But also, you were like a musician, right? You toured.
I did.
As a musician.
Yeah.
And we haven't really had like a musician person on this podcast yet. Can you tell us a little bit about like the finances of being a fucking indie rock band touring person? Yeah.
I was in many bands and many tours, and there was no money to be made.
And what are you talking about?
By no money?
Yeah. You're talking about zero.
Yeah.
Like breaking even.
Like no, not even breaking even sometimes.
Losing money.
This was not a like lucrative.
Why did you go on tour then?
Because it's fun. Because
you're young and it's fun.
Because you're young and it's fun.
Because, okay, this is how I was looking at it. When I do, when I headline comedy clubs, because I'm not a draw, they always give me like a door minimum. And so once you're a draw, you can say, give me 60% or 30% of the door sales and you can make a lot of money. When you're not a draw, you say give me the minimum, which is $500 a show. So you do 3 shows a weekend, you make about $1,500, which is like not a lot of money. I can't imagine splitting that. I mean, I don't know
between
if that's
like
how much
five
music,
people,
five people, and I don't know how much music venues pay. Do they even pay $500 a night? I have no fucking idea.
Absolutely not. I mean, we were doing house shows and like basements and sometimes bars, but even then, you know, we'd get like less than $100 for a show split between five people.
And you drove from San Francisco to like Nebraska for this gig.
That's right. It was all for fun. It was not like a...
How old were you?
This was like... I was in bands... Well, my very first job was playing in a jazz band, like quartet for a restaurant.
Oh, that's cool.
In
drums.
High school.
Drums.
Yeah, I play drums. Yeah. So we play like every weekend at different restaurants
How
in
much
my
were
hometown.
Making back then?
Not very much. I mean, it was like tips and then one of the restaurants like stiffed us. They like didn't keep track of how many shows we were doing, but we did.
Yeah.
But then they're like, what if we just gave you this much? It's not a lot of money.
She's not financially, like, you just feel like the difference. It's just, she's not financially driven. Like, that's not the point, okay? She lives in the moment. She likes what she does, and she goes with
it.
Also,
you were in high school, so I understand.
That was high school.
No, even now, though,
it sounds like. And then I was in bands, like, you know, in high school and college and after college. But none of this was, none of this was, like, a financial, like...
yeah.
Like, I knew going into tours that I would be losing money. Like, I'd come out with less money. Like, if we could break even, that would be amazing. I think it's just how it is. I think it's even harder now for bands.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's harder now because, like, every like, the internet just assumes that music is free.
Right.
Like,
per my little story, nobody wants to fucking pay for music. Nobody wants to pay for art.
I mean, that's just how, that's, like, the reality is, like, no one's going to pay for a CD or an MP3 anymore, right?
Right, right. Well, there is money in touring. There is money in live.
A little bit.
But like you have to split it
five ways.
That's my like biggest thing. I mean, I was in a band in high school and we did not tour, but I never thought about the finances. Like even if, let's just say we get like, okay, big. Let's just say that we could do like smaller venues. Like we come here and we do the fucking, I don't know, Largo or whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 300 people, whatever the fuck. That's not a lot of people, but like, okay, they pay me $1,000, but now there's 5 guys in my band, so now we all make $200. Like, what is that? You know, like
best not to think about it. You know,
yeah,
it's more like
school.
It's more like but also you know, college and after college.
Yeah,
it's more like I just like playing music with my friends.
Aww,
and
that's
like
really
driving around.
It's a good time.
Yeah, and that's what it became. I think early on in one of the bands I was in, we thought we would get like noticed or like a record label would find us or we would get momentum because the band was like really good and really solid and fun and it didn't happen and we would get in fights and like, you know, we'd all become sort of like on edge with each other.
Yeah.
Mm. But then I think it became later like in the tours, it's like, well, we're just doing this for fun and that's like all you can really hope for, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And that's still my like kind of like, that's how I like operate now too with any kind of creative thing.
Yeah, but you wouldn't do something like that now. If I said, yo, they'll come open for me and you're gonna lose money and then you just you wouldn't do that now.
No, but I mean, yeah, no, maybe I would.
Maybe if it was,
really?
If it was fun
I would.
Right?
Like if you were gonna lose money.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, like if it's like, if the money was like, well, I gotta come to LA and like stay a night somewhere. Yeah, I'm like, whatever.
Because
performing is so fun. And
yeah, like isn't that what it is at the beginning when you start opening comedy shows?
It is when you first start.
Yeah.
But I think like as you, this is my personal experience. Of course, I went through this phase that I was talking about with comedy. Like I used to play at a comedy festival, which was a complete fucking scam.
Mm-hmm.
You'd pay to apply. If you get accepted, you'd fly to like San Francisco or Michigan to take part in this fucking comedy festival. They give you like 2-3 shows. You're doing 8 minutes each. And you just make some friends, and it's a lot of fun. And I didn't care because I was working in advertising, so I was like, this is just like vacation for me. Right. So I didn't care. Mm-hmm. But now that like comedy is my full-time job, I can't help but think of things through the lens of money, you know? I don't know if it's a good or bad thing. I think in some ways it's a good thing because it's like allowing me to ask for more money or whatever. You know, if someone's like, hey, you want to do this for $1,000? I'd be like, can you give me $1,500 instead? And sometimes I'd be like, yeah. And so I think it's good in that way, but...
I am inspired by your tight waddedness.
That's an appropriate word.
Because I'm just like, whatever. I don't know what I'm doing. I would do this shit anyway.
Yeah.
And I will do it anyway, like tight no matter
wad.
What happens.
Tight wad is also
but
definitely
I'm like,
another euphemism.
I should be thinking about money stuff more.
I have since I've done this pod is I've become more like
yeah.
money hungry.
Why do you
like
two both
evil.
Sound like you're sad that you've met me?
And then I'm well, because then like, you have to like come to realization of your
like,
adulthood.
I'm like, you're right. The guy who's like snapping you out of your dreams.
Yeah, I'm like,
yeah.
Well, not a dream. No. I'm more like I'm living in this like oblivious, you know, just like. I'm
let
like,
us
what
be kids.
Yeah, let us be kids.
Money is
fucking
bad.
We're just kids. We don't
have
to think about money.
38-year-old kids.
So, okay, as comedians, where are most of your like money expenses coming from? Like where, just your comedy stuff?
I think it really depends on the person. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, these are all the comedy revenues like I've had and or have now without writing money. So it's like... Well, one, I make money on the bonus program on Facebook and Instagram. So, like, last month, I made, like, $2,000 just
nice.
From that. Which is cool, because that, like, covers most of rent. And then, like, road gigs, which I'm starting to do now. I don't have a lot. But, like I said, those are, like, the... Like, I just did one in Ohio, and I made, like, $1,000.
Yeah.
But they flew me out, and they paid for my...
That's great. Stays.
And that one's very low. You want to take at least $500 per show. But they paid me $250. But I'm from Ohio, so I wanted to go see my friends.
Yeah.
So that was fun. And then,
you're not like, scared to negotiate for yourself.
I have no choice because I don't have money anymore. You know what I mean? Like I've realized that this is like the mentality that maybe our immigrant parents had is like, I don't have a choice. You have to pay me $500 or my kid dies. You know what I'm saying? Or like, I can't pay rent unless you give me $500 more. So like, I'm gonna like politely ask for it.
Fumi,
and like,
you're
a lot
not,
of times,
no.
You know?
Yeah, this is the difference between us maybe.
Yeah,
my parents are not first gen.
Well, my parents aren't like that either. But I think I'm just okay. Like,
my mom's not like that.
Yeah, okay, I lied.
also, all you're not gonna die
chilling.
And you don't have kids to feed. You
I guess
made $200,000
like,
out. You're not having
yeah,
a job. He made $200 not making any, like not having
no,
any
I worked half the year. I worked half the year.
At Corden.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
At Corden.
But where do you think it all comes from then? If it's not your parents or something else? Like,
I think, I think
you have to
this,
like,
is all, this is also the way I crave success. I feel that if I can self-sustain a certain amount of money, that to me is fuck you industry, look at me, I did it on my own kind of thing. Like even when I had my other podcast Asian Not Asian, like I guess it's like a response to, like for example, like I'm not at Court anymore, right? They fired me on Asian American Heritage Month, which is tight.
Wow.
And like so like
holy shit,
but like if
funny.
You're a writer, you're always look you need somebody else to give you an opportunity, right? And same with actors. And I was so sick of that. And like when I had the other podcast, Asian Not Asian, like we weren't that big, but our company that Mike and I had together, we generated probably like $60,000 a year. Like, and that's before, that's gross. So like we had a lot of expenses and stuff after that.
Wait,
so,
how many years before you started making that much?
We had it for 4 years. So every year it would be more and more. But like, you know.
That's pretty good.
But like,
good.
That's a cool amount of money for, that's like 30 each if we didn't have any expenses.
Yeah.
Right? And so, and again, that's not enough money that Mike and I could have quit to do this.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a financial,
cool.
like, do you have a, do you make like goals? Like, did you make a goal for this year how much you want to make?
My goal is so humble. I want to make, on my own, $60,000 doing just comedy. I want to make $5,000 a month with comedy. That's my goal. And it's only January. I think I might hit it, but next month I'm probably not going to hit it. But like that's my goal is $5,000. I don't know. It's a new thing because it's 2023 and like I decided to just do this full time, mm-hmm. and it's really scary. But like, and I know 60,000 is not that much money, but if
feels
I can make
like a lot to me.
But like, dude, if you make 60 doing comedy, like that's crazy. That's like, I feel like I'm cheating or something, you know?
Mm-hmm. How much did you make doing just social, like your own, like using your platforms last year?
I don't even keep track.
That's crazy to me.
I'm just
but
like,
you
whatever.
Have to for taxes.
Oh yeah, I mean, I guess you do.
I'm like, yeah, you do, because you have to for taxes. Of course you fucking know.
Yeah, I forgot. That was like a year ago.
No, but for this upcoming taxes.
Oh, yeah, I haven't looked at it yet.
Come on, dog. You didn't do this.
January.
All right.
A few
all
months
right.
to...
Stephanie, let's move on.
Yeah, I know.
Let's move on to the next topic.
That was so fun. I don't know. Okay, so... Okay, so the audit game, here we are. We are going to look at your credit card statements and analyze them, basically. Pretty simple. Yes. So you've given us your statements.
Yes.
You sent us three different spreadsheets.
Yeah, across two different cards.
Across two cards. Okay.
So keep that in mind for those graphs.
Yeah, because I
saw.
Did notice that some of them are double, like they're on statements on both. Sheets
uh-oh.
Like of this
no I think she gave us 2 months worth from the Chase Sapphire or whatever,
yeah.
one from Citi. I will notice you so the one of your credit card statements had a graph but and I know it's not both of it's not reflective of both
yeah that graph might be weird
but it's actually I did the math and it's pretty reflective of the way you're spending on your Chase as well.
Okay, the craziest part about this is that I don't have a car. And I usually do have a car, and that's like changed my spending habits. Mm. Like, you'll notice there's no gas on there.
Right.
No, but there's gig.
But okay,
gig
so share. What is car gig? And
yeah,
why is it so
it
cheap?
Sounded
okay,
funny.
So my car, the catalytic converter got stolen in July, and I can't replace it because the parts are not available.
Right.
Because one of the metals comes from Russia, and there's a war there.
I heard about that.
And then we do what's it called? Sanctions on them.
Okay.
So. I have not had a car, so I've had... So Gig Car is like a car share service.
Okay.
That's much cheaper than Uber.
Okay.
I wish I had it when you visited.
But why is it so cheap?
Because you drive yourself.
Oh, because I was like, every trip is like $9. I'm like, how?
Yeah.
So is it like... It's like Revel.
Yeah. It's like that. It's
like
a that
small car. Like you like get in.
They're all Priuses.
Oh.
Do they come to you or do you have to find them?
You have to find them. So you have a little map and it's like, there's one you like walk to this car. It's like 10 minutes away.
So it's like a bird scooter but cars.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. And actually, that's worth it because you're only spending like...
I
137 a month.
I don't want to do buzz marketing here, but it's like saved my life in the Bay Area.
$137 a month is like nothing.
And I mean... A lot of trips that would be like $40 on an Uber, I can do for like $12 or $10.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
and you
cool.
don't pay for gas or anything.
They don't
this
pay for
amazing.
Gas either. Yes. And also like it's crazy because they charge by time. Mm-hmm. So I'm driving like crazy because I'm like,
you're doing fast.
The faster I can get there, the cheaper it'll be.
Wow.
So I'm like, if I can get across the bay in 20 minutes... That'll be like $12 or $13.
Can you go into the
ass.
City?
Yeah.
And park there too? It's both
well,
Oakland and San Francisco?
In San Francisco, there's like certain parking lots you have to bring it to.
Okay. But it's not that inconvenient.
It's not that bad, especially coming back because you can do it anywhere in the East Bay.
Wow.
Is there anything like that out here in LA?
There probably is.
We have Revel in New York, which is all
these
Teslas.
The scooters,
they're all
right?
Teslas.
Oh, no, they're all Teslas? Okay.
They're all Teslas, but I don't...
Interesting.
We used to have Cardigo, which were little Fiats, but they got rid of those. I don't think we have them. I think if you had them in LA, nobody would buy cars because it would be extremely convenient.
Maybe that's why
right?
it's like a...
Okay, I also want to argue this is how rideshare services should have been from the start because...
Just drive yourself
because it's cheaper... They're more available and you're not exploiting someone by giving them like under minimum wage.
Right.
Like money and like making them use their car.
Right,
like that
right,
system
right.
is insane for the employee.
Yes.
And it's safer. There's no like creepy person
yeah, yeah.
trying
oh, yeah, that's the thing. I don't have to make small talk with anyone.
Yeah.
Or like be uncomfortable.
All Priuses, you said.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just, you know, like I'm older, so I don't get drunk as much too. So I'm like fine to drive.
That's incredible.
After a thing, you know?
So this is a new thing. Cause when I was staying with you, we didn't have that.
I didn't know about it. It's also run through AAA, which is a fantastic company.
Oh, AAA, shout out. I've never had to use them. I don't know what they do, but I'm a member.
If you get a flat tire or you get stuck somewhere, they'll come pick you up.
Okay.
And it's
did
really
your
cheap.
Mom make you like use that, get the membership? AAA since you're
did
a kid?
Did my mom make me a 33-year-old get AAA?
No.
I just
when you
had
first started driving.
Well, I just had it in high school, so I was like, I guess you're supposed to get it.
Yeah, because
like,
your parents had it, right?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if this is like cross like the U.S. that this is what our parents.
It's have, so like, cheap that I'm like, I guess I'll get it. Like I think you're. It's like $100 a year.
I used it multiple times.
Also, I think the company is a co-op, so everyone gets paid really well.
Oh, that's
at AAA.
No way. Yeah, no idea.
Like, it's like a well-paying job for like any employee. Yeah,
they've saved my ass so many times.
So shout out AAA.
Also in LA, if you're a AAA member, you can go. They have a DMV inside the AAA.
Hell yeah!
You don't have to line up. You can just go. There's no line.
I've done this too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
I gotta get my license plates. Amazing.
I have one. December 11th, Everlane, $92.33. I did not pay you for it, Everlane girl.
Yeah, it's What's fucked happening? Up. Do I have any on right now?
It no, is fucked up.
That was an impulse buy.
But $92, though?
I know, it was a lot.
What it was one item?
One item.
What is it? Was it a dress or something?
No, it was a nice shirt.
From Everlane?
Wow. I know, I'm stupid.
Does it look good or did you return it?
It's cute. I brought it here. It's in LA with me.
Are you an impulse shopper?
No. That happens
when
maybe.
When people impulse shop, it's not at Everlane. Because that, to me, someone's being like, oh, I'm so crazy. I shopped something at Uniqlo today. Like, it's such a basic, like, reasonable purchase, you know?
Yeah. I was in the store and just like, I was doing something else. And I was like, well, I'm here in the store. I'll try the shirt on. And it looked good.
Oh, okay. Steffi,
I've
what is your
shopped,
fashion take
I've
on
literally
Everlane?
Never shopped at Everlane. I've gone into one, but it is very simple.
Simple but expensive.
I think I could see like an outerwear thing. Like I would buy one, you know, like
they also have a bad history with their workers. So I don't support,
I don't support them,
but I do. I have bought clothing from them. I also want to say all the Taco Bell is from not having a car as well.
What like, is, how is that related?
Because it's like, if I want to go eat something, if I'm like hungry, there's no food in the house. It's like, well, what do I do? Can't.
Oh,
can't
you
drive
Taco
anywhere.
Bell to go.
Yeah.
Do you get a Baja Blast? Sorry.
I don't have any Taco Bell questions.
I have so many because I want to know.
Okay, let's
I love
get into
Taco
it. Yeah. What
Baja,
do you, what
Baja
do you like?
Blast?
I don't usually get Baja Blast. I usually get the just like a straight up Sierra Mist.
Ooh.
Oh, you guys still drink soda?
Yeah, baby.
Wow.
I don't have any other vices, so.
Really?
I don't
drugs?
Vape. No. I don't vape or do drugs or anything.
Yeah.
Just or soda. Like drink much. So it's just like eating shit, you know. the prices are really high on there because I'm getting delivery,
right?
Which
right.
I usually don't do. I usually do delivery like once or twice a year.
Yeah, dog. $29.59 at Taco Bell is pretty intense.
I know. I'm fucked up. Those are also depression choices as well.
That's relatable because that's how my.
You know what I'm like. Wait. Speaking of depression, we saw a lot of therapy charges in here.
Yeah.
They're $80 per session. Do you have insurance?
No. Well, I have Medi-Cal.
Okay. Do you pay 80 and do you get some of that back or just 80?
No, it's just straight up 80.
What do we think? 80, is that a good price for a therapist? I pay more.
It's really? 80 is really low. I'm like at the bottom of the sliding scale.
Yeah, me too. I pay 75 right now.
And that's no insurance?
No insurance.
Okay.
Well, that's because I like made a deal with my therapist.
Right. I didn't know that. My therapist told me that she has levels. So like she'll be like some clients who can afford more, she charges more and some whatever. So I pay 150, but I get 60% of it back from my insurance. So I don't know how much.
So we're almost paying the same amount.
Yeah. Do you like your therapist?
Oh yeah, she's great. She's one of the few like queer Asian women therapists.
Oh, that's unique.
Oh, that's so specific.
Wow. Yeah. What is psychotherapy though? What is that?
It's just, this is what it's called.
Regular therapy.
No, there's different types of psychotherapy. I mean, there's different types of therapy, and I think psychotherapy is a form.
Like, I think mine's also called psychotherapy.
It is, but it's that the description's not accurate.
Oh,
it's just regular like CBT therapy or whatever.
Oh, CBT. Okay.
But I only see her twice a month, so it's a little bit.
Oh, by the way, how often do you see your therapist, Steffi?
Mine, 4 times a month. But I think it's because I don't know about you guys. I didn't start therapy till very recently. So I feel like I have a lot of catch up to do.
Yeah, how's it going?
I feel like I've changed a lot. I'm much more empathetic. And I don't know. It's like funny because I don't know if I love that about me. I like that I'm a nicer person.
You were cold, unfeeling Virgo before.
Oh, super.
Only business.
Business. Sell.
You can't really change, right?
I don't get that feeling from you.
Yeah, that's because I'm very different now. I like
really? It's changed you that much?
So much. Wait, did you guys go to therapy for a while? Because I started like maybe 2 years ago.
I started 2019.
And that's also when it was around the same time I started this industry.
Yeah.
So like, I just care too much. And that's given me anxiety. I never had anxiety until I found out what it was. Mm. And then that's what like caused me to like really get into my head. And so like, yeah, I do really love it. I think that, it's got me to be more grounded and
Only 2 years though.
Yeah, only 2 years.
Maybe you're like ready for it at however old age you are.
Do you feel some pain? I needed it.
You're paying $300 a month. Do you feel it's worth, you know, $3,600 a year?
It's hard to say because I'm resentful. Like I realize I blame a lot of like my depression on therapy, but really it's when I transitioned into like a life of like living much more openly, but also like with less money because I'm in this industry, I'm doing more of what I like, but and then I'm like feeling more, but like also when I would repress everything, I was just like, I didn't have to think, I didn't feel anything. So I just like,
cause you're lying to yourself.
I was lying to myself. And so I didn't have
as
many problems.
Something was bubbling up, right? Yeah.
It was bubbling up. And I think there was a lot of work about my childhood I had to do around like my parents. And I think that if I didn't do it, I just would have, yeah, at some point I would have definitely blown up. My relationships are 100% better. Like for sure, I was a piece of shit. I was on the border of like being like a sociopath, I felt.
What?
Mm-hmm. Not really. But,
I don't get that impression at all.
I know, because I'm not like that
you
at all.
Like,
I
feel like soft and open.
I'm soft. I've become
like
much more introverted.
Like a crab that's been cooked.
Nobody really discussed it.
Tastes good both ways, but yeah.
The boiling crab. That was called?
Yeah, it's called boiling crab. Yeah, so I'm a very different person. I was much more like, yeah.
Well, let's get down to brass tacks. How much do you make? How much do you spend?
I made, back then, I used to make over, I made almost like, at that time, 500K. Like, I was making a shit ton of money.
Holy shit.
I was a badass bitch in that
way.
Now I'm not at all. Like, no, I'm a complete opposite. And I can't even remember how to be that person.
Give pictures from that time. I want to see this cold.
Why were you like that?
Finance, Steffi.
Why were you like that?
Because it makes you a really good salesperson. It makes you like...
Why did you want to be a good salesperson?
Because I wanted to make money. That was my only goal, was to make money, take care of my family.
But people get like that when they get so focused on fucking money, man.
I had no creative outlets.
Oh.
Where was the pressure
to get to make so much money?
I didn't grow up with like... I grew up like sort of comfortable, but the money was not like necessarily what my mom was making. It was like... The help, she always had help like from her parents and stuff.
Because we live in LA, like, you know, 500K sounds like a lot of money, but if you're in LA, you know, your place was
that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
Boo, but I'm
you
telling
don't want
you,
500K
it,
right
of
now?
Of course I do. I'm just saying, in big cities, it doesn't feel like a lot. Like 100K in New York City is not a lot of money.
It's not a lot of money.
And that's why, like, you need like 300 to be like, I can do whatever I want, kind of. But if you want to save, you need 500.
What do you want to do, though, with all that money?
But I think that's the difference between, like, regular people and, like, psychopaths. It's like, it's not about the money.
It wasn't enough. 500 wasn't enough.
Nothing is enough. What? They just like seeing
I need to
the
be
money.
I was like, I need to have buildings. Like, in downtown, my goals were, like, my aspirations. I mean, I still want that, but I would never think about it anymore. I'd be like, I would drive through. I live in downtown. I'd be like, I'm going to own this building. It's going to say Steffi Bake on this shit.
Just your name.
No, I'm not even joking.
American Psycho.
Oh, my God. December 17th, you paid someone named Paulina Hung $43.
Mm.
What is that? Paulina Hung Art.
Yeah. It's like
December what? I'm trying to remember. 17th. I don't know what this is. I probably bought prints from someone at a pop-up.
Oh,
like a crate, like
what
a
are prints,
like flyers? Art prints.
Oh,
like probably a gift.
The thing that you don't have around your house.
Yes. Like, what is, you don't have any.
I don't know what a print is.
No, what is art? Is that
what are fucking prints? I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I think that shit is so dumb. When people spend so much money on like posters
and
put them up.
Prints are cheap.
What is a print? Is that a poster? You're saying poster?
It's like a copy of an original piece of art.
That's crazy.
Someone makes an original piece of art.
Yes, like a Mona Lisa.
And then make a copy.
Right.
And the copy is a lot cheaper.
The copy is $43.
Yeah, well, I might have bought multiple because that was a Christmas gift for someone else. I'm pretty sure.
Gotcha. And now they're on your wall.
On someone else's wall.
On someone else's a gift.
Are you listening?
No, he's how stupid it is to buy art. Really.
Listen, some of us, we spend our money getting gifts for other people.
And enjoying our lives.
Okay.
Well, I feel like I've learned so much having her on here. Like, I don't feel so, like, I felt guilty about my life and, like, shame.
Why?
But, like, she balances and makes me realize you're the crazy one. And I'm like, you know what?
First of all, why would anyone ever enrich their life with art? That's ridiculous. You could stuff it away in a sock instead.
Oh, goddamn.
There's a lot of balance here, right?
Like, oh, sorry, my phone's ringing. That's probably me. Yeah. Sorry. Hold on.
Okay.
One
second. Should we end it at that?
We're just going to end it, dude. We're going to end it, and she's not even here. Guys, that was the podcast. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, that was fun.
We hope you enjoyed it.
No,
Dylan, where can our fans find you and your
All
work?
All right, let's really get into it. So, where are you guys from?
What do you have to go do? What are you doing?
I'm meeting people at 5. I have like a group that I meet.
The writing group.
With writing group.
You can be late. Just tell us you were hanging with me.
Well, but I have a fucking show, so I can't really do it. It's like a long. There's like 5 of us. It's like 3 hours. It's a whole thing.
You
just
smell
the mic. I'm sorry. I guess I didn't clean the pop filter. But Dylan, plug your shit.
Hi, I'm Dylan. You can find me at dmakes on Instagram and TikTok, and then send me a message and I'll say hi.
Yay.
Hell yeah. Steffi,
find me on Instagram, baked goods, BAIKEDGUDS, and also my website, steffibake.com.
You can find me on all the socials at the Fumi Abe. That's CHEFUMIABE. Please follow our joint account at Cash Cuties Pod on Instagram. We post clips. Follow us on YouTube, all that good shit. And if you have a financial bind or want to send us your credit card statement, please email us at cashcutiespodcast@gmail.com. And we'll talk about it on the pod. I think that's it.
Wait, hold on. I do want to say what my Cash App is.
Yeah, what's your
Can
Cash
you guys
app?
Send us some money? Or send me money. It's 88 Cash QT. Like Q.
Oh, that's
T-
our
88.
That's our Cash.
No,
thing?
I'm sorry, it's mine.
Hi. Or you could Venmo me at Dylan McKeever. Just straight up.
My Venmo is also the same. My Venmo is also the same.
Don't send if me any money.
Please send us
our money.
Please send us the money. Sock it away and not return it to the economy and the workers who really
out.
Need it.
Fuck y'all. Cuties, we'll see you guys next week. Until then, spend your money wisely.
or funly. Bye.
Or fun. No, yeah.